Back up.
What time is it?
Put your hands together on your feet. It does not make sense.
And what is going on?
Back up.
What time is it?
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And we're live at 97.1. Look at that. Hey, we're going to be doing What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say Tonight? I know it's a lot. We've been doing it every Thursday for about 8 years. And we're going to do it again tonight. And boy, do we have awesome prizes for everybody tonight who gets it right. All we do is we play a clip of Jesse Jackson. If you correctly identify and correctly tell us what he is saying, then you're going to get yourself a pass for two. That's two passes, I guess, to see Martin Scorsese's Shine a Light. Scorsese? Whatever. You know. Shine a Light at the Bridge Cinema Deluxe. See the Rolling Stones as you've never seen them before. Shine a Light in theaters everywhere. Look at that, man. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And we'll play the clips that you're going to hear tonight. Very simple game. We just play a clip of Jesse Jackson from his very popular weekend show on the Word Network. Rainbow Push is the organization that he runs. And he gives a sermon every Saturday morning and then has a talk show every Saturday night. And we like to play clips and ask you what he's saying. Pretty simple game when it comes to rules. All right, here's the clips you're going to hear tonight.
This is called making sense, somebody. I said, yes, sir. I said, nigga, why are you jumping up? You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book. And they'll throw away little books away like she transferred her Moses marries a little lower than the angels. We have the power. Say, Grouchus. Say, Grouchus. Say, Grouchus.
Say what?
There's something about a made-up mind. W. What can we do today? Blew out his chest with dumb bullets. He was W. Did not our hearts rejoice to see a woman so able and ghetto barrios? W. Have our ladies called Mrs. and expensive ignorance cost. What can we do today? W. Hold on, keep on, I have with us. Billions going to where to buy more yachts? Get up on the bus, let a woman sit down. W. Bulging muscles. And write and count and think. Bulging muscles. W. It's stupid. It's stupid.
We got to save that one for the monkey.
It's stupid.
All right. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
This is called making sense, somebody. This is called making sense, somebody. This is called making sense, somebody.
All right, fairly easy one for the initial one tonight. Alex, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Here you go, dude. Good luck.
This is called making sense, somebody.
This is called making sense, somebody.
Yes, congratulations,
put your hands together,
dude.
Like you really mean that. I'm learning more than one language.
Look at that, man.
W.
A pass for two to Shine a Light at the Bridge Cinema Deluxe. There you go. Go out and see the movie.
W.
All right, here's your next clip.
Says, yes, sir. I said, nigga, why are you jumping up? Says, yes, sir. I said, nigga, why are you jumping up? Says, yes, sir. I said, nigga, why are you jumping up? Says, yes, sir. I said, nigga, why are you jumping up?
Jesus. Michael in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
Says, yes, sir. I said, nigga, why are you jumping up?
He said, why are you jumping up and down?
Nah, I don't think that's it. All right, let's talk to a Charles in Santa Monica. You're on the air.
Says, yes, sir. I said, nigga, why are you jumping up?
Well, I don't know.
No, he's saying...
Says, yes, sir. I said, nigga, why are you jumping up?
He's saying Negro. So let's let me help you with it, just at least that word. All right? All right, I know some people thought it was the other word, but it ain't. All right? It's Negro.
Says, yes, sir. I said, nigga, why are you jumping up?
Because that's just a Negro. Why are you jumping up?
Yes, congratulations,
man. You're too proud of him.
All right, look at that. Guy's going to shine a light, man.
WWW dog.
All right, we continue here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book. You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book. You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
Jesus.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book. You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
Jesus Christ. Paul in Westwood, you're on 97.1.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You're going to hire somebody and make them look like it?
I believe
that's
that
a
is
no.
Incorrect. Patrick in Ventura, you're on 97.1.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
I want to pick four for $2 today.
Is that right? How much?
It's a lot.
How much?
I don't know. I have it in my wallet, though.
You didn't know what it's worth?
No, I was so wasted that I just won it.
Right.
I'm the one who calls all the time, and I had Quinones. I had him in the pick six too, number four horse.
All right, man. All right, dude. Call us at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about horse racing. Rick in Pasadena, you're on 97.1.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book. You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
Edgar in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You don't hire somebody. And unless you look like a boogeyman?
No, I don't think that is correct. Travis in Monrovia, you're at 97.1.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You're going to hire somebody the way he looks?
I don't think that's it, dude. You got close, but can't give it to you. Philip in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You're going to hide somebody and... I
drop
out.
All right. There he goes. Robert, you're on 97.1.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You're going to hire somebody, make it look like he looks.
I don't think that's it either, man. Oscar in L.A., you're on the air.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You can hire
Matthew, you're on 97.1.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You know, I hired somebody and made him look like my foot.
I don't think that's it. All right. Here's what it says here. You know some parties let you look like the book.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
But I think it's wrong. I think it's hires in there, too.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
You don't hire somebody unless you look like the book.
I know what that is. All right, we'll press on. Here we go.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
Oh, boy.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like... And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like... And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
Oh, God.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
All right, let's talk to Efren in Beaumont. You're on 97.1.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
And they'll get their whips from the books on tonight?
Nope.
No!
Charlie in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
Nailed it, dude. No, that's not it. Mike in Anaheim, you're on the air.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
Never get to throw away the books at night?
That is incorrect.
That's a no-no.
Rick in Pasadena, you're on the air.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
I don't know, man.
All right. There he goes. Rick is out of here, man.
Debbie, dog.
Craig and Covina, you're on 97.1.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
See what the books really look like?
I believe that's not it, but let's play it again for you because I didn't hear exactly what you said. Here we go.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
And they'll get there and look... I don't know, man.
Okay. Bill in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
Hey, Timmy, you know this one?
I have it in front of me. It's written out, but I couldn't tell you what it is by just listening to it.
And then when I was a kid, I used to play with the light bright.
No, that's not it. But I played with the light bright when I was a kid.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
All right, last one. Danny in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
www.
Yes, that was the other one.
No, and they'll get through with their books alike.
Nah, let's try one more. Greg in Compton, you're on 97.1.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
It's and when we get there, the books are going to be right.
Nah, that's not it either, dude. I think it's, and when we get there, let me see here.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
And they get there, they'll throw away the books and we're like...
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
Yeah, that's it.
And they'll get that through with little books somewhere like...
And they get there, they'll throw away the books, and we'll be like...
And they'll get there, throw away the books, and we're like...
Yeah, I nailed it. I'm going to shine a light, man. I got two passes. That's probably it. I mean, who knows what it is. I don't think Jesse would know what it was. All right, we continue here. What is the next Jesse Jackson clip? Here we go.
She transferred her... She transferred her... She transferred her...
I don't know what the hell she transferred, man.
She transferred her...
The hell?
She transferred her... She transferred her...
Oh, God. All right, Ranello, simple name to pronounce and remember. In Garden Grove, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
She transferred her...
Hi, and it's Ranell, by the way.
Is what?
It's Ranell.
Ranell, sorry. Belize.
And I wanted to go back to the book thing.
No!
You mean what Likas was talking about or Frosty, Heidi, and Frank? You want to go back to Corolla's show? How about John and Jeff from last night?
Three sayings ago. Suckers.
Oh, baby.
Back up.
That call screamed, absolutely screamed of being single. I know there's a kid in the car, but that is too annoying to deal with. Let's talk to what Chris in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1.
She transferred her.
She transferred her.
Yes, congratulations,
jump up
dude.
And shout.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell she transferred, but she transferred her.
She transferred her. She transferred her. She transferred her.
I got it. Yeah, she transferred her.
She transferred her.
Yes, nailed it. All right, man. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
W-W-W-Dog.
All right, here's the next clip.
She transferred her.
Next one.
Moses Marissa.
Uh-oh.
Moses Marissa.
Jesus Christ.
What? Moses Marissa. It's stupid. Moses Marissa. Moses Marissa.
Oh, Bobo. Pablo in Englewood, you're at 97.1.
Moses Marissa.
Hey.
Oh, Carlos.
Oh, Carlos, sorry, dude.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know what he said, though, to be honest. I don't. I thought I had it, but I don't.
Well, let's play it for you again, because I effed up your name. Here we go.
Moses Marissa.
More than ever.
No!
Sorry, dude.
It's stupid.
Sorry, man. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Moses Marissa.
Let's talk to Anthony in Encino. You're on 97.1.
Moses Marissa.
Anthony. Tony.
Forge America?
No, that's not it. Matt in Long Beach, you're on the air.
Moses Marissa.
Wow. Moved with her or married her?
It's stupid.
Nope, I think that's wrong, dude.
It's stupid.
All right, what the hell is Jesse saying?
Moses Marissa.
Brad in La Habra, you're on 97.1.
Moses Marissa.
Moses and Mary raise up.
Ooh, what'd you think it is?
Moses. And Mary, raise up.
Oh.
No! Moses and Mary's up.
No, but Moses and Mary's in there, dude. You nailed most of it.
Moses and Mary's up. Moses and Mary's up.
All right, Fred in Pasadena, you're on 97.1.
Moses and Mary's up.
You're on the air.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Moses and Mary's up.
Nah, that's not it, dude.
Believe. It's stupid.
Mario in El Monte, you're on the air.
Moses and Mary's up.
Moses, Mary, and them.
Nah, I don't think that's it either. Brian in Orange County, you're on the air.
Moses Marissa.
No idea.
No idea. All right, man, we move on then.
It's stupid.
Jeremy in Huntington Beach, last call on this clip.
Moses Marissa.
Is it more the merrier?
Nah.
That's not it.
It's Moses and Mary said. He was talking about the, I believe, a Bible... deal, or I don't know what he's talking about, but Moses and Mary said.
Moses and Marissa. Moses and Marissa. Moses and Marissa. It's stupid.
I know it is, but we got to play it. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
A little lower than the angels, we have the power.
Whoa.
A little lower than the angels, we have the power. A little lower than the angels, we have the power.
All right, this one you should be able to get. Ben and Downey are on 97.1.
A little lower than the angels, we have the power.
And then the lords and the angels were towers. I don't know.
No. It's stupid.
Nah, sorry, dude. Chuck and Northridge, you're on 97.1.
A little lower than the angels, we have the power.
A little love and the angels, we have the power.
No. You got it all but one word, man. Very close.
It's stupid.
No, he wasn't stupid at all. Chuck in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
A little lower than the angels, we have the power.
Oh, the Lord and angels, we have the power.
Yes. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, you're going to the movies. Shine a light. You like the Rolling Stones?
Absolutely.
All right. It's playing all over the joint, but you're going to go to the Bridge Cinema Deluxe. And it's in theaters everywhere. It's called Shine a Light by Martin Scorsese, or Martin Scorsese. How do you pronounce that, Jerry? You know, you're a smart dude. How's Leo?
I've heard it both ways, actually.
How does Leo Quinones pronounce it?
Leo Quinones, I think, would say Martin Scorsese.
Scorsese?
But I've heard both. Like, I've heard, like, from Scorsese? When he got the award, they said Scorsese, I think.
All right, well, I'll go Scorsese then. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Say gracias. Say gracias. Say gracias. Say gracias. Say gracias. Say gracias.
That's pretty good. Javier in Riverside, this should be easy for you. You're on 97.1.
Say gracias. Say gracias. Say gracias.
Is it say gracias?
And?
Say gracias. Say gracias.
Yes! Congratulations,
hey, you're proud of him.
Is that one of the most unusual pronunciations of gracias you've ever heard?
I hear it every day. But almost similar to that.
All right, Babu. Hold on one sec. You're going to go see Shine a Light, Rolling Stones. Man, listen to that.
Say gracias.
Gracias.
Say gracias.
Gracias.
Say gracias.
Gracias. By the way, you go to an El Torito and you say to the waiter after dinner, hey, gracias.
Say gracias.
Gracias.
Say gracias.
Going to dump a frozen ice cream on you, or a fried ice cream on you.
It's stupid.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
There's something about a made-up mind. There's something about a made-up mind. It's stupid.
Oh, boy.
There's something about a made-up mind. There's something about a made-up mind.
All right, let's talk to Rick in Pasadena. You're on the air.
There's something about a made-up mind.
That's something about the made-up mind.
Yes, congratulations, man.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
Yes.
Duck.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's say stupid.
Say gracias.
Muchimas gracias.
Say gracias.
A todos.
It's stupid.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? This should be an easy one. Here's a layup for you.
Duck. Duck.
Joshua and Yorba Linda, you're on 97.1.
Duck.
www.
There you go.
Put
boom.
Your hand together. Put your hand together.
Off to the movies
Black,
with you.
You really mean that. Off learning more than one language.
Off to the movies with you, young man. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
What can we do today? What can we do today? What can we do today?
Gregory and Compton, you're on the air.
What can we do today?
What can we do today?
Bingo.
On your feet.
Congratulations. Guy's going to the movies, man. Everyone's going.
Say gracias.
Muchimas gracias. A todos.
A lot of interesting pronunciations there.
Blew out his chest with dumb, dumb bullets. He was...
All right, we'll play this clip for you a couple times, come back and ask you what he's saying. It's what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? You can play along at 520-9710. Or 888-520-9710. And it's very, very easy. If you get yourself, you say exactly what Jesse's saying, you're going to go to Shine a Light at the Bridge Cinema Deluxe. There you go. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Blew out his chest with dumb, dumb bullets. He was... Blew out his chest with dumb, dumb bullets. He was...
Say gracias.
Hey, back up. I
back up.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and we're in the middle of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? But first of all, what is that, Gina? What is the new intern's name? What is that kid's name? Brandon?
Yes, Brendan.
Brendan? Where is he?
He's right over here.
Oh, do me a favor. Send him in with Jerry. He's going to be training with Jerry tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be on the training on the board. Yeah, no, if, you know, Gina's got too much to do in there tonight during Jesse Jackson. So go around and sit in with Jerry and train with him. Yeah, in with Jerry, dude. All right, please. It's Ron Escarcega. Hires the biggest lunatics here. Come in as interns, and all they do is irritate Gina. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Blew out his chest with dumb bullets. He was blew out his chest with dumb bullets. He was blew out his chest with dumb bullets. He was.
All right, what's going on here?
Blew out his chest with dumb bullets. He was.
All right, let's talk to Haiti and Chino. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, Haiti.
Blew out his chest with dumb bullets. He was.
Can you speak that one more time?
Yeah, we usually don't, but we'll do it for you, dude.
Blew out his chest with dumb bullets. He was.
Wow, that's hard.
No!
I give up, sorry.
All right, dude. Glad we played it again. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
It's stupid!
Yeah, I'll give you that. Laura in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and.
Wait, hold on a sec. Here's the clip. Here we go, babe.
Blew out his chest with dumb bullets. He was.
Something about dumb bullets.
Yes, that's part of it.
Blew out his chest with dumb bullets. He was.
Can't get the first part.
All right. Well, we thank you for the energy.
That's a no-no.
Let's talk to Matt in Long Beach on 97.1.
Blew out his chest with dumb bullets. He was.
Blew out his chest with dumb bullets. He was.
That's exactly right, dude.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
That's exactly how the game should be played, man. You're a genius,
wow.
Dude. You're an absolute genius. All right, hold on one sec. We'll give you tickets to go see Martin Scorsese's Shine a Light at Bridge Cinema Deluxe. And wander over there with a chick or, I don't know, friend or whoever you're going to take. I don't care. Here we go.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and.
Oh, Babo.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and. Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and. Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and.
This is a tough one, man.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and.
Sharon and Whittier, you're on 97.1.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and.
We got our hearts in moments for our women.
Sorry, baby. Courtney in Lake Forest, you're on the air.
Did not our hearts for George to see a woman so able and.
Then our hearts are joined to feel so able for the woman.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, Courtney. How old are you?
14.
Oh, okay. Well, you get tickets because you're 14. Do you like the Rolling Stones? You know who they are?
Yeah, they're a really good band.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, then, Courtney, you can take your mom or dad. I think you got to go with your mom or dad, though.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
Hold on one second, all right?
Okay.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, it's only 14. What am I going to do? Take Rolling Stone tickets from a baby? Got to give the kids a break.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and.
All right, Gil in Arcadia, you're on 97.1.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and.
Tapping out.
No.
Suck it.
There he goes. Carissa in Manhattan Beach, you're on the air.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and.
No idea.
Oh, man. How old are you?
Too old.
No tickets. All right. Gene in Arcadia, you're on 97.1.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and.
It's in our hearts to see a woman so able.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's very, very close. Listen to it again.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and.
that's the best I could do.
Oh, all right. You're not going to guess again. That's Pretty interesting strategy. All right, Scott in Huntington Beach on 97.1.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and...
I don't know, dude. That's a really hard one. Sorry.
All right, there he goes. Tommy in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and...
She's at our house with George a woman?
No! That doesn't sound right either, dude. Todd in Moreno Valley, you're on 97.1.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able?
Tim?
Yes, sir.
Tim, I want to talk for a second.
What do you got?
Hey, who's your partner?
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
Yeah, you want to be a guy?
You know, I could be your guy, but I don't have the time, but I'm just kind of lost here for,
hell,
for a second.
All right.
I love your show.
Thank you, sir. You want to guess this or not?
You know, no, thanks.
All right, Bubba.
See ya.
All right, thanks. There he goes. Alan Pasadena, you're on the air.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able and...
It's in our heart. It's so rare to see a woman so able.
You know, we're going to give it to you, even though you missed one word. Oh. Congratulations, dude.
All right.
Did not our hearts for George to see a woman so able.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able. And
what? Yeah.
Did not our heart for George to see a woman so able. And
it's stupid.
I listen, I'm not judging it. I'm just telling you what he said. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's your next clip.
Ghetto Barrios. Ghetto Barrios. Ghetto Barrios.
Oh, ba-boom.
Ghetto Barrios.
Art in El Monte on 97.1.
Ghetto Barrios.
He says Ghetto Barrios.
Yeah, he's not pronouncing like you do, though, right?
Yeah, he's not.
How does he pronounce Barrios?
Ghetto Barrios.
Barrios. Yeah.
I've never heard it pronounced like that.
No.
I heard Barrios.
Yeah, Barrios.
Yeah. All right, congratulations, dude.
Put your hands together.
All right.
You're going to the movies.
Really mean that.
All
learning
right.
More than one language.
Okay. All right, let's talk to, next one will be Mike in Santa Monica. Here's the next clip.
How about ladies called Mrs. and? How about ladies called Mrs. and? How about ladies called Mrs. and? How about ladies called Mrs. and?
Jesus Christ.
How about ladies called Mrs. and? How about ladies called Mrs. and?
Wow. Robert on the 405, you're on 97.1.
How about ladies called Mrs. and?
Abolitionists called midgets?
No.
No.
There you go, Jerry. Look at you, man. Quick study. Robert and Ventura, you're on 97.1.
How about ladies called Mrs. and?
Go Flyers and Viva Canada. Stanley Cup playoffs, go Flyers.
I think that's wrong.
That's wrong? Okay, I'm sorry. My bad.
All right, go Flyers?
Yeah, Philadelphia, baby. Go Flyers.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Washington Capitals tomorrow, baby.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah, they're going to win. Anybody that says they won't, they're all pussies.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, get out of here, Jack. What kind of jackass are you?
How about ladies called Mrs. and? How about ladies called Mrs. and?
Richard in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
How about ladies called Mrs. and?
How about they just call it Mrs. and?
Ah, no. Let's talk to a Ryan and Downey, you're on 97.1.
How about ladies called Mrs. and?
Ryan?
Can't we all just get a bong?
That's a no-no.
Kevin in Glendale, you're on 97.1.
How about leaders call Mrs. and?
How about leadership shows leadership?
No, that's not it.
How about leaders call Mrs. and? How about leaders call Mrs. and? How about leaders call Mrs. and?
All right, Mike in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How about leaders call Mrs. and?
Okay, how about they just call him Mrs. and?
No, that's very close, though. Gina in West Covina.
How about leaders call Mrs. and?
How are leaders called Mrs.?
No, that's close, second, though. Steve on the 405.
How about leaders call Mrs. and?
Okay, it's a minute and a half behind everybody. Richard in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
How about leaders call Mrs. and?
The aerosol can's missing.
You're stupid.
Carol in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
How about leaders call Mrs. and?
Bad vibes. All right, nobody got it, man. Here's what it is.
Have our leaders call Mrs. and?
Have our leaders call Miss isn't.
Have our leaders call Mrs. and? Have our leaders call Mrs.
and? And I think he's talking about it like a woman president. Miss President. Miss isn't.
Have our leaders call Mrs. and?
I don't know. Anyway, here's the next clip.
An expensive English course! An expensive English course!
All right. We're going to play that one before we go to a commercial break. But first, Leo Quinones is checking in from a big deal he's got going on tonight. Leo, how are you, sir?
This job sucks, Tim. I'm telling you.
What's going on with you, dude?
I'm at Sharky's in Newport Beach watching the Laker game with the Bond Squad and the Miller Lite girls.
Wow. What a night.
Yeah, come on down. We're entering you to win Tuesday night's Kings-Lakers tickets, VIP suite. So get on down here, drink some Miller Lite, and have a good time, brother.
And where is Sharky's?
We're out here in Newport Beach, so you're gonna have to. It's right up 21st and Balboa. Just come down, just take the 55 till it ends, and you just can't miss it.
All right, hey Leo, what's opening this weekend? Is that Sarah Marshall movie opening?
No. Funny thing about that, Sarah Marshall, I have seen it, and it is kind of raunchy, like a Something About Mary, and something that Gina Grad will be very, very happy to hear, dude. I hate to break it live on 97.1, but there's so much up-close male frontal nudity, it's jarring to me.
Wow. You know,
this guy, Peter Siegel, the guy who's the star of the film, he's in that CBS show, How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
He is just flaunting the junk on the big old screen. And if you think about a movie screen being 30 feet, you know, what does that do to proportion a guy? So maybe he's got like a, let's just say, it keeps cutting back to him. And at one point, I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
But it's a great movie. It's called Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Coincidentally, I'll be having the film's director, Nick Stoller, on the Film Freak Show Saturday night at 7 in studio.
Oh, excellent.
That's opening next Friday.
All right, now what's opening this weekend, real quick?
Well, the one that you got to see is it's a badass film. It's Street Kings. It's Keanu Reeves, Forrest Whitaker, and get this, it's about corrupt cops in the LAPD.
Wow.
So it's a lot of gunfire, a lot of double-crossing, and, you know, Forrest Whitaker, best actor last year for Last King of Scotland, that is the movie for us to see this weekend. It's called Street Kings, my brother.
Perfect. All right, Leo, thanks for checking in. Sharky's in Newport, right?
That's it, buddy. I'll be here till watching the Lakers.
You're the best, dude.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Go see Leo. And win some Laker tickets down there, Sharky's in Newport Beach. We'll play this clip for you a couple of times, come back and ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson's saying. If you'd like to play along, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
And expensive English costs! And expensive English costs!
And so, wasn't it?
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
It's just the way I roll.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
No! No!
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
An expensive English course. An expensive English course. An expensive English course.
Let's talk to a Mac in Los Angeles on 97.1.
An expensive English course.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, Big Mac?
Okay, it's expensive. Ignorance costs.
Ignorant cost?
Ignorance cost.
No!
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second.
An expensive English cost! An expensive English cost!
Nah, it's close, though, dude. You try again, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, there he goes. Big Mac. That's my mom's nickname. Marianne Conway, MAC, Big Mac. Maybe she's reincarnated from and calling this show. To irritate me again. Angelica in Buena Park, 97.1.
An expensive English course!
Oh my gosh. Can I hear it again?
Yes.
An expensive English course!
Oh, I have no idea. You got that other one wrong.
You're stupid!
Sorry, baby.
It's stupid! You're stupid! An expensive English course!
Tony in Los Angeles, show 97.1.
An expensive English course.
And it's expensive, even its cost.
An expensive English course.
No, that's not it. Andrew in Los Angeles.
An expensive English course.
An expensive. expensive ignorance costs.
And expensive ignorance costs!
Nah, sorry, that's not it either.
And expensive ignorance costs! And expensive ignorance costs!
James in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
And expensive ignorance costs!
Is it inexpensive English cost?
No, that's not it either, man. Let's talk to, how about George in Long Beach?
An expensive English cost!
An expensive English cost?
No, that's not it either.
An expensive English cost!
Chris in LAX, you're 97.1.
An expensive English cost!
Timmy.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Listen, I think he's asking a question, actually. Where is Brother Whitman? Is that what he's asking?
I think he is, but he got it wrong. There's a great website. It's called whathappentowhitman.com. You can check it out.
I love you guys.
All right, buddy. You're the best, man. Let's talk to Catherine in Long Beach on 97.1.
An expensive English cost!
An expensive English cost?
No, that's not it either. Last one, Lewis and Pacoima, you're on the air.
An expensive English cost!
The expensive ink was lost?
Nah, it's not it. It's here it is.
An expensive ink was cost!
An expensive eating into his cost.
An expensive ink was cost! An expensive ink was cost!
Yeah, or it was cost. An expensive into his cost.
An expensive ink was cost!
Or eating to his cost. Either we'd have accepted either one of those. All right, let's continue on. What the hell did Jesse Jackson
say? It's stupid.
Hey, it's not stupid.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
All right, here we go.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us. Hold on, keep on, I have with us. Hold on, keep on, I have with us. Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Panchito in Inglewood, you're on 97.1.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Son, shut up.
Wait a minute. You got close, dude. Listen to it again.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Hold on, keep on having us.
Nah, that's very close, though, dude. Bill in Upland, you're on 97.1.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Hold on and keep on to the hamburger.
No!
Tamara in Burbank.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Hold on, people, and have some.
No, sorry, baby. Mike in Moreno Valley, you're on the air.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Into his cause.
Yeah, guys behind the show. Michael in Rialto, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
He's saying, hold on, people that are not here with us.
You're stupid.
No. Chris in Glendale, you're on 97.1.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Hold on, people, I'm not halfway done.
Nope. Aaron in North Hills.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Aaron, how about Gilbert in Arcadia?
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Hold on, English talk.
Nah.
That's a no-no.
Travis in Burbank, you're on 97.1.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Hold on, keep on, Abatha?
No. Tommy in Los Angeles.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
Hold on, keep on, I have with us.
There you go.
Put
boom.
Your hands together.
Exactly, dude. Yeah, you're an excellent player, and you deserve these tickets, man. All right, hold on one sec. We're going to send those to you. Pass for two to see Martin Scorsese's Shine a Light at the Bridge Cinema Deluxe. See the Rolling Stones if you've never seen them before. Shine a Light in theaters everywhere. Hey, news at 9 o'clock with Gina Grad. Gina, what's coming up, man?
Well, Elton John hates Americans who hate Hillary Clinton, and Danny Bonaducci's schedule might have opened up a bit. This and more after the break.
Okay. All right, also in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have a celebrity on our show that everybody listening right now will know who that person is. Almost everybody listening right now will know who that celebrity is, and we'll have him on the telephone. Big, big celebrity, man. I'm nervous about this. Also, David Letterman's top 10 list is coming up immediately here. Top 10 signs you're not going to be named the world's number one intellectual. There you go. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We come back, a big celebrity at 9 o'clock, and everyone will know who it is. The Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM.
Because you might sound crazy, say he's is that that's our kind of guy. And watch this.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What?
Back up.
What do you do?
What do you do when they turn on? What?
Semi-automatic weapons.
That's a no-no.
110,000 blocks arrested the last 6 years.
520-9710.
Present 80% black.
She be friend of God, turned out of jail.
Back up, back up.
What do you do? What do you do
when they turn on?
What?
Back up, back up.
What do you do? What do you do
when they turn on?
What?
Say gracias. Say gracias. Say gracias.
You're stupid.